from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It's Patriots Friday. We're joined now by Patriots offensive lineman Mike Nwenu. Mike, thanks for joining us here on WEEI.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, we're interested about how the offensive line is coming together. I heard Jacoby Brissett, who was announced as the starting quarterback last week. I heard him stand up for you guys, confidence in the offensive line that it's coming together. There's some skepticism on our part in the fan base as well. How is it coming together from your perspective?
It's coming along great, man. I mean, we've got a lot of guys coming along. You know, all the young guys are stepping up. The guys that are in position to play or starting are, you know, obviously doing their due diligence to play well and to work for game one.
What are the challenges playing tackle, then guard, then back to tackle for yourself individually, but then also lining up next to a different teammate whenever you do move?
Yeah, individually, it's always different, just position to position. What are you doing? You know, it would obviously be hard going from left to right or doing that as often, but luckily I'm just one position over, so. You know, sometimes I'm at 2 points, sometimes I'm 3 points. Most times I just got to make sure my stance is correct or that it works for me, that I can block in every direction in that. And then you said, what was the second question?
Just getting used to the new teammate, right? So if you're playing guard, now you have somebody on your other side. But if you're playing tackle, now you're working maybe closer with a tight end, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that stuff doesn't affect me. I mean, you know, we practice with each other. We play with each other. During camp, you know, everyone was rotated around, so we all have different experience at different positions, which is a good thing.
Where are you going to line up on Sunday?
As of right now, right tackle.
Okay, is that your preference?
Is my preference. That's what my coaches asked me to play, so that is my preference.
Okay, and you're certainly paid handsomely for the work you're doing there. What can we expect from the Bengals on the other side? What have you seen on film? What can we expect on Sunday?
They're a good defense. You know, they played with each other for a long time. The group, you know, they have good edge rushers, good interior players. So it's really going to be a good challenge for us. Especially, you know, we have different guys in the lineup now or different offensive linemen on the team. So it'll be a good chance and a good challenge for them to step up and have a good game.
You know, we've talked to, whether it be running backs, receivers, we talk to Hunter Henry every Monday, the quarterbacks, about four offensive coordinators in 4 years. But for you guys up front, you've also cycled through some different offensive line coaches during this time as well. What has that been like? Because you've been here. You've been on one team. You re-signed with the team that drafted you, and yet the guy that is, you know, calling the plays has changed each of the last 4 years.
I would say, you know, that's just part of football. I mean, obviously, you know, it's not what you want. You don't want new people in and out each year. But, no, it's just a part of coaching, and I think we've come to a good point. And, you know, I trust all the coaches that we have and that that they're installing and everything that we're doing. So as a player, I feel really good about it. I know, obviously, you know, going through four years or whatever, it's not a good sign, but I like where we're at right now.
Patriots tackle Mike Onwenu joining us here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI as part of a Patriots Friday. He's brought to you by Shaw's The Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. You spoke with reporters the other day. There have been reports out there that you came in maybe slightly overweight. I know you shot those reports down, but it did sound like, at least by some of the answers you've given that I read, maybe you felt you played your way back into playing shape. Where are you at conditioning-wise and health-wise going into week one?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, you know, you don't get in football shape by not playing football. So I think, you know, that conception is, you know, you play football, you get in shape to play football. So, and then you said,
I guess just as a follow-up, where do you think those reports came from?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That part isn't my job, but, you know, I come in each day and each year, and, you know, I give my best foot and put my best foot forward. So regardless of what I'm at or where I'm at, I'm going to be lined up on Sundays. I'm going to be playing.
Well, I mean, how do you feel about a report like that? If it's inaccurate, how do you feel about a report like that being out there?
It really doesn't do nothing to me. I mean, it's kind of been a part of my life, just being a bigger guy, bigger player. I mean, it's been like that since college. So I guess people always want to talk about it, but I just like to play ball.
The game tonight between the Packers and the Eagles is in Brazil. I'm curious, the league has had a ton of international games. You know, you guys have done it before. Do you like playing games outside the United States, or is that just like an extra layer of a kind of hassle during the season?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, me personally, I like it, but also it depends to where that game falls. If you have that game and then go to Thursday night game, obviously you would be under recovered or, you know, just a short turnaround. But, you know, all that factors in. But I think all of us players, we enjoy being in a new aspect and being in a new area, especially, you know, the ones that we're going to this year or us. But, I really like it. I think I had a good time in Germany, or I enjoyed that game. It was nice to see different things and get out the country.
Did you get to watch the game last night?
Yeah, I did peek the game. I peeked the game before I went to bed.
What is with this illegal formation that we saw it in a preseason game? Is this a point of emphasis from the league? Is this just a Sean Hockley thing? Like, what is this illegal formation thing that seems to be calling left and right?
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna say it's something from the league that they're trying to, you know, I guess make it fair on the linemen. But you know, I'm really indifferent about it, but, you know, it's just another challenge that I can push past, and, you know, I can get better at that. From the last preseason game, me and Chuk had our fair share, so we've just been working hard to make that not happen again.
Has the league made that clear that that's not something you're going to be able to, you know, for lack of a better word, get away with this year compared to years past? Because that's really how it looked last night.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of hard to say. That was the first game of the season, so, you know, you really just don't know how it's going to be called or how it's going to be looked at. But, you know, obviously we're getting in front of it, and we don't want to be put ourselves in that position to even, you know, be thinking about that or even give them an idea to call a flag.
And I know you won't be lined up against these guys, but Trent Brown and Ted Karras on the line for Cincinnati. You keep in touch with either one of those guys?
Yes, I keep in touch with them. I know they're going to play good and play well. You know, it's going to be good seeing them again. And, you know, hey, that's about it.
All right.
That's about it. Once the game starts, that's it.
Mike Onwenu, we appreciate the time here on a Patriots Friday. Best of luck on Sunday, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all.
All right. Thank you.
Mike Onwenu, as all of our Patriots guests joining us here on WEEI, again presented by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. You know, it's interesting. I'm curious to see him at right tackle full time, because that didn't really sound like something that was going to be the case early on in the year. He's playing right tackle.
Well, when you don't bring in any tackles and he's a guy who can do it, I think you're sort of forced into it.
Well, wasn't it so weird he started at guard?
Yeah.
And so I think that is where some of the, and this was Lombardi who really amplified this, Mike Lombardi, Belichick's buddy.
Yeah.
But amplified these, well, he came in not in the best of shape. That's so why they started him at guard and he played his way out to tackle. And just, if I'm Onwenu,
yeah,
And he says that's not true. I didn't come into to camp, 380 pounds is what Lombardi said. He says that's not true. I'd be furious at, I'd imagine, Bill. Like, because that's where it feels like it's coming from. Bill has people in the building.
I was going to say, so
that's where it's
Bill,
coming from.
Like, yeah, because Lombardi, we know, gets everything from Bill. But if Bill's not with the team this year, does Bill have his finger on the pulse of, like, what guys are coming in, like, weight-wise? Like, who's talking to Bill? His kid?
Brian?
Yeah.
I mean, they were asking Brian Belichick about his dad joining Snapface the other day.
Offensively, it's all different guys.
Yeah, he has tons of connections still throughout the organization. And so, look, I don't know if it's even a person on staff, but if it's somebody on staff, I'd imagine it's his kid, yeah.
He's like the least of my concerns on the offensive line.
On Wenu?
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
But, I mean, it doesn't mean that he's going to have a perfect season or anything, but they have so many other issues. City So might not even be great, but he's probably out, so you're like, where are you going to go? So it's David Andrews, and every year we just pencil him in like he's going to be fine, but he's getting older and older, and then on Wednesday, everything else is a bit of a mess.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.